catcher?
Catcher.
Cornell?
Don't see him. I don't see anybody up there right now. Yeah. Until I have something for you, John.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Yeah, he's running progression today, but he's doing everything. He's hitting now. He's taking ground balls. He's doing all the baseball stuff, but was off yesterday, continues it today. It's basically some sprints.
I don't know if you were asked yesterday or anything, but is there any clarity of whether you guys think he'll be ready for the season?
Not sure. We think so, but, you know, whether or not we get enough at bats where we feel like he's ready for a season, I'm not sure yet. But he's coming along at a better pace right now. Usually those things early on feel like they're taking a little bit longer. Once you hit a certain hurdle, you start doing some sprints, it seems to come along a little quicker.
How tough is it with a guy like that, that it's out of options and you did want to see?
Yeah, it's unfortunate for him. You know, and he came into camp in good shape. You know, obviously got off to a good start. He had a couple hits, walked a couple times, even stole a couple bases. So he was eager to impress and have a good spring, and, you know, still kind of uncertain how long it's going to be, but unfortunate, obviously.
I'm sure it's come up a couple times this spring, but what have you seen out of Fowler, and how does he look in his recovery?
Yeah, he looks great. I mean, now he's it seems like, you know, last game or so, you know, offensively, seems like he knows where the barrel of the bat is a little bit more so now. Shot a ball the other way, had a couple hits and a walk. He's been getting at bats over at minor league camp, sometimes upwards of 7, 8, 9 a day. So even though it's, 15 at bats or whatever, he's at least doubled that over at minor league camp. So looks like he's made some strides here in the last few days to where he's more comfortable at the plate.
Bob, Matt
Joyce
hasn't played in the outfield for
him. Yeah. It's been, 6 days in the outfield? He's got a little bit of an elbow. Some elbow soreness right now, so he'll continue. He's DHing today. Tomorrow he will start a throwing program, and that'll probably take upwards of a week, so probably not another week before he's in the outfield. But we still feel like he'll be ready to start the season.
Bob, you have a good lineup with some long ball hitters. How do you see the improvement this season?
Well, you feel like younger players are going to get incrementally better. Now, in Matt Olson's case, I don't know that at least the power numbers, he's going to hit 80 home runs, but, you know, he's certainly got the potential to be one of the better power hitters in the game. But we feel like, you know, that's going to be a strength of ours, is we have the ability to not only get better as we go along, but certainly in the season as well. And we put up some good offensive numbers last year. We feel like we have a good lineup with, you know, adding Piscotty and certainly Fowler, a healthy Fowler, to get much better offensively. We feel like we're in a good position to, you know, head in the right direction.
Which I'll look for.
Right, throwing.
How do you do that?
Just got a little cranky when we were doing some drills. I think he said he gets it every spring, just a little elbow soreness.
Is Manaya pretty confident he'll be ready for the season after this start?
Yeah, I think if we get in, you know, 50, at least 50 today, you know, he'll still have enough starts yet to, you know, typically if we get him to around 90, and he's on pace for that.
Where are you guys kind of at with Bassett, and what role do you think is best for him?
Still kind of, it just depends on the health and where we feel like the rotation is. So we've had some 2-inning stints for him. I'm not sure if we'll have 2 for him today. At this point, it looks like a little bit more towards reliever, but he started before, and, you know, if there's a need to, you know, to get his pitch counts up and stretch him out a little bit more, we can do that.
You guys sent down Shore and Holmes yesterday.
Correct.
How was their health as of yesterday?
Getting better. Shore, Holmes threw a bullpen. I think Shore's about to... getting better. I probably won't be as up to speed on them now that they're not here, but I know both getting better. Where is Shore? Out to 105 today, or tomorrow. Today.
Did you get much of a look at them in their bullpens?
You know, we saw him last year a little bit in some games. They both pitched over in Anaheim, and you certainly have a lot of video to look at these days. Both guys we felt like are going to be part of the future, and, you know, if they're healthy, potentially can be quick movers. So they were drafted in the positions they were for a reason, and we felt like it was a good draft for us, you know, both those years.
With Olsen, have you ever seen anything like the stretch he had last season? And what do you think happened with the home run to doubles, sort of like that, and just how many home runs he hit versus just singles and doubles?
Got on a roll, certainly capable of doing that. And it was his first, you know, everyday opportunity. You know, we've had him up and down, which can be tough, and certainly don't expect, you know, the consistency when you're not playing a lot. But it was the first time that he was able to go out there and know he was going to be in the lineup every day and took advantage of it. And the power's always been there, 30-plus, I think, in Stockton 1 year. You know, defense, power, walks, on base, all that stuff. Is, you know, we always felt like at some point he'd be our first baseman of the future, and that time is now. So you'd hate to put the expectation level that he's going to follow up the amount of homers and the amount of at-bats that he did last year. But if comes anywhere close, he's going to have a heck of a year.
It was just so strange to see that he had two doubles. What do you think? Was that just a
because they kept going over the fence?
Yeah.
Instead of to the fence. So if half of those end up a little short of it, they're doubles. But he has the ability. He's an extra base hit guy for sure, and he gets on base.
Anything else?
All right.
Thank you.